We've got an interesting broadcast today on the Shepherd's Pulpit. We want you to listen to it in its entirety. It's found in Habakkuk chapter number 2. And I trust that you can at this time take the Word of God with me and let's study God's Word together. Thank you so much for being with us. We pray that this is a blessing to you day by day. I want to encourage you to go to a resource as you're maybe finding your place there. And Habakkuk chapter number 2. I want to encourage you to go to a resource. WZYN.org. WZYN.org has hundreds of sermons on our website, WZYN.org. You'll go under sermons, and then you'll find Treasured Heritage. That's the all the old men of God who went on to be home to be with the Lord. Treasured Heritage, and then Preaching Time, and then it's got my sermons on there as well. And I'd like for you to go to WZYN.org and go there and check out all the sermons that are posted there. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Of course, you can go to WZYN.org and listen live to WZYN, 8:10 a.m., a ministry of the Bemis Road Baptist Church in Valdosta, Georgia, WZYN.org. I think that could be a blessing to you. If you already know about WZYN.org, I'd be ever grateful for you to tell a friend about it, family member about it, and let them check out our website, WZYN.org. Listen live there and also download our sermons. Well, I said we have an interesting broadcast today, and I want to entitle today's broadcast, All We Want Is More. All we want is more. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied. We're going back one verse. We've already looked at verse 6, and looking at this thought, all we want is more. Too much is never enough. More is never enough. Extra is never enough. Better is never enough. No, we'll never be satisfied. The world says if you get this, you will be satisfied. No. You ever got the newest and the nicest, and 2 weeks later you said, I want more. That's covetousness. Habakkuk 2 and verse 9, woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. We cannot be satisfied. God's word teaches that we cannot be satisfied. Can you imagine that people live in such a way that they never can be satisfied? Well, that's true. No matter what we have or who we are, we're never satisfied. The Babylonians are being referenced here, and they could not be satisfied even with their great kingdom. Though they needed nothing else, and they'd conquered everything, they were not satisfied with their accomplishments nor their possessions. Jesus Christ is the only one that satisfies. You can't be satisfied with this world. Is there a book of the Bible that teaches that? It's Ecclesiastes. It's Solomon's autobiography of himself. Vanity of vanity, saith the preachers, all is vanity. When we come to the 9th verse of chapter 2, it pronounces judgment upon coveting. And he deals with that in the 10th commandment in Exodus chapter number 20. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Commandment number 10 is unlike all the other 9. It does not deal with our actions. It deals with our attitude. It does not deal with our deeds. It deals with our desires. It deals with a motive behind breaking all other 9. In conclusion, these 10 commandments God says, thou shalt not covet. We are not to live with the idea that we will break all the other nine to get what we want in life. It almost all the other commandments hinge on thou shalt not covet. Really, when you boil it all down, disobedience and sin is covetousness. We're saying to God we're not satisfied with Him. And that's the root of our nature. That's the root of who we are. If we do not find our satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ, absolutely nothing else in this world will satisfy. If we do not find our satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ, absolutely nothing in this world will satisfy. When a man lives to get, and lives to take, and lives to gain, his life is empty. He'll never be satisfied. He'll have an empty void through his soul all the days of his life. The philosophy, all we want is more. And we have forgotten that someday soon we're going to stand before the Lord. And do you find it sometimes difficult to live the Christian life when things don't go your way? Do you sometimes find it difficult to live the Christian life when you don't get what you want? Yeah. Why? Because we're selfish. And we don't live by faith. We live by the flesh. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor. It doesn't matter if you're a widow lady. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you've been saved 5 months or 50 years. We all deal with that disappointment. Our expectations must be healthy. Jesus satisfies, and nothing else will. People, spouses, relationships, things, entertainment, church does not satisfy. Jesus satisfies. We got to be careful what we pursue, because woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house. We got to be careful what we pursue, because what we pursue, someday we might possess. And what we possess usually possesses us. You know, you go after things so hard and, oh, I got to have this, I got to have this, I got to have that, and I got to have that. And then we get it and it possesses us. Because what we pursue, one day we probably will possess, and that which we possess will possess us. Our possessions master us. They put us in slavery. How many do I speak to today that are in such great debt because they wanted something they thought they needed so bad? They wanted something. They thought they had to have it. They thought that will be the thing right there. And now that possession possesses you. That car, that truck, that home, that trinket, that new thing to keep up with the Joneses that you coveted after, now it possesses you. You're in slavery to that. You're thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt. And you're possessed. Say, I'm not possessed. Yeah, you are. You're in slavery to your possessions. Be careful what we pursue. Be careful what we possess. And what do we prove by all this? What do we prove by all this? Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. Psalm 20 and verse 7. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we must remember the name of the Lord. Our focus must be on Him. Our heart must be set on Him. We must say, I'm going to live and I'm going to die for Jesus. He's going to come soon, so I'm going to be ready to meet Him. I'm going to have my satisfaction and my hope in Jesus Christ alone. And what we must prove is this: Jesus satisfies. What we must prove is Jesus is more precious than anything. Jesus is everything. However long God lets us live, may we prove that Jesus is lovely, that Jesus satisfies. And let me tell you, you meet a dear old saint of God that's in love with Jesus, and they might not have much, but they've got Jesus, and guess what? They're just as happy as the bird that gets a new worm. They're just as happy as anybody else. More happy. Why? Because Jesus is their joy and rejoicing of their heart. May the Lord deliver us from a coveting lifestyle. Thank you so much for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit today. You'll be back tomorrow, and we'll have another wonderful time studying God's Word together.